the choice in lyrical ballads is just so enormous that I couldn't choose one. I have different poems that I like, particularly depending on different moods, actually.
For example,
well, Lines Written a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey is just such a beautiful, moving poem. And it speaks to you, and it just enters into you, really. It's one of those sort of poems.
But if you wanted to highlight one that is less well known, what would you say?
I think if I was going to choose one that was less well known, I mean, I think the Lucy poems are very, very beautiful and moving. But I think one that is a poem which probably not many people would choose is Simon Lee. You are looking into the soul of the writer, but also the rhythm of Wordsworth's poems, and Coleridge as well, but Wordsworth especially, are so perfect. He has an extraordinary ability to create a line that just affects you. It's almost like a certain kind of music. A certain violin can just hit you emotionally. And Wordsworth's poems have that effect as well. And I think it's when it's in the less expected poems that happens. It is very unsettling, actually. It's very disconcerting. And Simon Lee has that effect because it starts off... It's almost kind of trite at the beginning. It sounds a bit like a sort of nursery rhyme or kind of traditional hunting song or something. And then as it turns at the end, you realise it's just this incredible kind of insight into what it's, the ageing process really, and what it's like to be poor and insecure. The last two stanzas are spoken by the poet, who comes across the old man Simon Lee, who has been this tremendous athlete in his youth, kind of legendary local figure. But now he's trying to cut the root of an old tree, and he's so weak he just can't do it. So you have the narrator coming in, who thinks he's going to be helpful. This is very typical of Wordsworth, to have a confident speaker who thinks he knows better. And of course, it's Wordsworth, in a way, showing the limitations of the speaker. And that's why it's such a complicated poem. The speaker of the poem says, "You're overtasked, good Simon Lee. Give me your tool," to him I said. "And at the word, right gladly he received my proffered aid. I struck, and with a single blow the tangled root I severed, at which the poor old man so long and vainly had endeavoured. The tears into his eyes were brought, and thanks and praises seemed to run so fast out of his heart, I thought they never would have done. I've heard of hearts unkind, kind deeds with coldness still returning. Alas, the gratitude of men has oftener left me mourning."